Hello, hello. Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. This is Chanel Budd, your coach, and I will be speaking to you all in regards to selfless love this evening. Selfless love lessons. The topic is worthiness. So I'm going to wait a few seconds to see if anyone else is joining in. And as they come in, I'll go ahead and continue. Last week, I had a personal emergency in my family, so that's why I didn't do a show. And I posted on social media and everything to let you all know what the topic was going to be about for preparation in regards to questions and answers and you know, if you had anything that you wanted to touch on for this session. So, worthiness. Worthiness is something that I would like for everybody to understand in reference to not only the spiritual aspect, but yourself being worthy enough. Do you feel like you're good enough? Do you think that you're able to have everything that God has for you? Do you feel worthy? And so in a spiritual aspect, worthiness consists of praising the Lord and letting him know that he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised because he created us, he made us, he shaped us into who we were going to be before we even came into the world. And so we praise him because he is worthy to be praised. But he also wants us to understand that we are as worthy too because we are made from him. We are made from his like image. And a lot of times, insecurities, letdowns, rejections, abandonment, and things like that can lead us to feel that we are not worthy of who we are in our true selves. So we put on a mask to try to mask and act in the fleshly realm as what the world sees us as and how we have to be for the world. But it's a camouflage of who God made us to be. God made us to be exactly what he had us to be, and that is great. We all have gifts. We all have purposes in life, and being able to connect with your inner self will help to transform you into having that worthiness, self-confidence, embracing, like I said prior in our other sessions, where, you know, when you feel that you have flaws and insecurities, to embrace them all because you were perfectly made in the like image of God. And so what I'm going to do is go ahead and start lesson 7, which is the worthiness. And it states, worthiness is a value to have for yourself. Every person is worthy of goodness in their lives. Happiness, joy, peace, and hope, just to name a few, are all in your control. If you can just appreciate who you are as a person and find your own happiness, that is a part of being worthy. Believing in yourself, loving and encouraging yourself will help you to make wise decisions in relationships or choosing someone to be in a relationship with, along with the relationship you have with yourself and with the Spirit. So I had listed 4 bullet points in regards to how to live in your worthiness. Acknowledge your self-worth. Be honest about what goals, needs, and wants you have. Accept your weaknesses, for our Creator strengthens us during those times. Own the choice to be worthy and walk with confidence, humbly, that you are worthy and wonderfully made. So that is my topic for this evening. It's short, but it's straight to the point. And basically, we have to know who we are and that we are worthy of having everything that we desire in our lives, but doing it humbly, not with pride and ego and things like that, but just to do it humbly, accepting who you are, but knowing gracefully that you were created to be worthy. And to look at yourself and value yourself as being one of the most beautiful things that God has made in his like image. Is there anyone that would like to say anything? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute everybody. So if you could please mute your phone if you do not want to speak. So tonight I'm going to go ahead. Everybody is unmuted on my end. So if you would not like to speak, or if you just, you know, want to go ahead and mute your phone, and if you would like to say something, you're welcome to say something. So when it comes to worthiness, and what I'm gonna look up something really quickly while I have you on. So just give me a moment. I'm looking up the meaning of what it means to be worthy from the dictionary aspect. So, worthiness, the quality of being good enough and suitable, the quality of deserving attention or respect. So with that worthiness, you have to show and prove your worthiness in a way that it is with integrity, modesty, morals, and respect. Or ways of showing and proving who you are. And that, when I say proving who you are, within yourself and with the Spirit of the Lord. Again, we are chosen vessels that are very precious to the Lord. Now I'm going to look at what it means to be worthy spiritually. So worthiness spiritually, and I'm reading from the KJV dictionary definition. So here it's stating that worthiness, let's see, I want to pick something that is relevant to what I'm speaking on. So worthiness, it says, it's a merit. The prayers which our Savior made were for his own worthiness accepted. Excellence, dignity, virtue, worth, quality, or state of deserving. And that is what worthy means in the spiritual aspect. And so I want everyone to start looking at it from a change of a mindset point of view, so that you will have that growth, meaning that you are worthy, you are worth it, and we are all made perfect in the Lord's eyes. So we need to walk in that. We need to understand it and walk in it, and so that way we won't settle. We know who we are. We have the self-confidence. We have the assurance, and we know that God made us to be perfect in his image, in his like image. Is there anyone that would like to say anything? I'm going to go ahead, and there's two more I'm going to go ahead and put on. So everyone is live, but I'm asking that you go ahead and mute your phone unless you want to comment or ask a question. I just want to go ahead and thank everyone who attended tonight's show. It is very short and brief, but it's very valuable. Worthiness is one of the best things to speak on, is because we need to encourage each other and let each other know that we are worthy, that we are worth it. In today's world right now, where we're at, there's a lot of hopelessness. There's a lot of people who are struggling to even understand who they are, what their purpose is, if anybody even cares. And so, you know, encourage yourself, but also encourage other people and give them that they are worthy, they are worth it, because that's what today's session is about. Just knowing that you're worthy of being respected, you're worthy of being loved the right way. And you can have anything you set your heart and your mind to. Is there anyone that wants to say anything?
Hey, Chanel.
Go ahead. This is an open forum. So, I mean, this is like, you know, you all heard of the Red Talk Table. So what I'm saying is this is an open forum. This is a healing place. You can come in, you can speak and ask for prayer. We are to encourage one another, share the word with one another. And, you know, if you have any questions, concerns, anything, you're open.
I would like to ask, you know, for a person that's, you know, trying to find their worth, what kind of advice would you give someone? You mentioned something about hopelessness. But for those people who, you know, feel hopeless, you know, what do you suggest, how do they find their worth?
Good question. So when it comes to hopelessness and finding their worth, one thing that I would suggest is to have somebody, like, they have to be open and willing to speak with somebody to be able to get the help that they need. That was a good question. So I'm stumbling over my tongue right now. But they have to be able to get the help that they need by speaking to someone, reaching out to someone. And if that person cannot help him or her, guide them to someone that can. Hopelessness is huge right now in this world. And that's one of the things that I pray that I'm planting seeds for other people to be vessels to be used. Because for me, what I would suggest for somebody who feels hopeless is to give them the word of the Lord and to encourage them and to uplift them. That is what they need to see. They need to understand that they are seen, that they are heard. Because a lot of times you become hopeless because you feel like there's nobody to understand you, or you're not being heard for who, you know, for what's going on in your life. Nobody relates to it, and they kind of shun them. And that happens a lot in this world. There's so many people that are literally losing their lives because they're committing suicide. You know, they're giving up, hurting their families and things like that. Hopelessness is huge right now. And so they need to know that they are worthy. They need to know that they are loved, that they have a purpose on this earth as well as everybody else. The Lord says count nobody out. And so in those dark places, that's why we should be the light. We are the hope. We are the light. And I would say this too. If my personal advice would be to give them the word, plant a seed. If there's resources, give them a resource. Follow up with that person. Get their name. Get their number. You know, check on them every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I can share two different scenarios where I had literally two people that were suicidal that I came across, and they weren't even my nationality at all, neither one. Mm-hmm. And one was younger and one was older, both literally suicidal. And I was able to not be afraid and give them the word of the Lord and encouragement and empathy, because empathy is huge. compassion. And I allowed myself to be used by the Lord. I was open to be used. Two people, literally, got redirected through the, through, not through me, but through me being used, got redirected yeah. into a whole nother way and didn't kill themselves. But resources are huge. Even for myself, I'm going to be trying to get a lot more information on resources and programs and things like that for people, because this is a time where, you know, you don't know who's going to come to you. And we gotta, we as the Lord's children have to be prepared and ready for things like that, because they are coming.
Yeah.
I wanted to add something in as well. This is Autumn on the line right now. I came across a very spiritual quote, and I normally send it to, like, a lot of people. I wish I could send out, well, I only send it to, like, 10 of my friends, and, of course, you, Chanel. And I got a text back that one of my friends was in need of what I sent. And she just was like, kind of like a, you know, she had put tear emojis on there because she needed it at the time of an encouragement words and just wanting to hear someone outside of her family speak about the Lord and things like that. But it was just awesome to know that she replied back and just said, thank you, because I needed that. And I hope, you know, I hope everything gets better in my life. So she was able to reply back from that. But sometimes it's not about yourself. It's for others to receive it. So I just wanted to share that as we were talking about your segment today. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. And I thank you, because that is what this is all about. This is all about coming together, being able to touch on different topics. And I'll have, like, more content that I'm working on now as well. But these are discussions that need to be spoken on, touched on, and not only for ourselves but others. There are so many people out here that need help, that need guidance, and one little word can save somebody's life. One word. Just one word. Just knowing that somebody took the time out to care and know that they are worthy. They are worthy. We all are worthy.
Hi, this is Maisha.
Hi, Maisha.
Hey. Hey, I'm not sure when I came in or if I came at towards the end, but I heard you talking about hopelessness. So I just wanted to add on to that. And my thought on that is, we just all want something to look forward to and want something to believe in, I should say. And even people that don't know the Lord, they're searching. And it's like we're searching for, we don't even know what we're searching for, but we're just searching for it because we want something to hold on to. We want something tangible. And our hope, it comes from the Lord. You know what I mean? But it's hard to understand that if you've never been exposed to that, or you might have been exposed to it and it could have been a negative experience. But I guess my thing is, you just have to find, you have to want it, and God says look for him and you will find him. You know what I mean? Whether it is somebody talking to you, whether it's somebody with a smile on their face for that day that just blesses you and you realize, you know what, God is in everything. We don't have to preach to anybody all the time necessarily. We can just show the love of the Lord by smiling, by, you know, I mean, by helping somebody pick up a bag, by helping an elderly person. You know, it's just, you don't know, like you said, the suicidal thing is a huge thing amongst baby boomers and senior citizens, you know, that have no hope as well, not just the young people. You know, everybody is going through something, and we just have to take some time out and just make it about not just ourselves, but about everyone, and just show God's love. But I just really feel like people just need, they want something, they just don't know what it is. I really do believe that. They want something to believe in.
I agree, and I thank you for what you just said, because that's one of the biggest things right now is that nobody, like a lot of people are lost and don't know how, or they've been disappointed, you know, or somebody can say something to them and then do the total opposite of what they're telling them that they should do. One of the things Selfless Love Talk is about is because I really honestly want to promote the fact that it's not just about us. Yes, it is about us, but it's not about me. It's about leaving a legacy, leaving God's love, and being the light for the earth. And you don't have to be perfect to do it. That's another thing. Because a lot of times people
Yeah.
fall off of what the Lord is saying is because they're afraid that they're not perfect enough. They've made mistakes. They feel guilty about things. And God says, I've already taken care of that. That's already done. I come for the sinners. I come for you, love. I'll come to your low place.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to meet you wherever you are. Wherever you are. God has used some of God has used murderers. God has used prostitutes. God has used adulterous people. You know, he has used so many different people. And so that's why I say it's so important for us to pour out his love. Don't judge. You know, go to somebody and let them know you're worthy. You're beautiful. You're wonderfully made. We never know how life turns. It could be somebody who was in a pulpit. It could be a pastor. It could be whoever. It could be whoever. And they might not go, and the sinner may go. So it's important for us to encourage each other, no matter what level you're on, you know, no matter what you have. We are all a part of what God made, and he made us all for a specific reason and a specific purpose. And so, like, one of my goals is going to be to help to heal. No matter what I have to do, it's going to be to help to heal and grab somebody by their hand and help to pull them up. And I want this to be, like, worldwide, all of us. You know, this should be something we do every day, because we never know when God's going to come for any of us. But if we're doing his work and his will, you know, that's all he asks.
Hi,
you
Chanel.
Don't have to. Hi.
This is Mom. You are so right on all points. But this is why the Lord specifies that love is the ultimate gift that he could give, and he stressed us through his word from the beginning to the end, is that we are to love, because love is the healing nature of him. And the enemy comes and tries to seek and destroy, so that none of us can have that merciful love, that godly love that God, you know, has given us. Because only love can heal. Only love can reach out. Only love can put a smile on your face for someone else. Only love gets you up in the morning, and when you take that step, that breath, we give God the glory and honor, and then we proceed with our day. You know, he said, come boldly to the throne with praise and worship. So it starts, the love starts immediately. So the love is the foundation of life.
Right.
And the enemy is trying to take that away from us. He's trying to make us all feel woes and that we're not worthy, and, you know, and that pity party thing that he puts on us. But glory be to God, this is why we have to come together. This is why we have to continue, because we all need lifted. We all need to be, you know, because not one person can't do it by itself. Even like you said, the pastors and the church, everybody needs lifted. He's pray him up, because the gift is love. I was 1 Corinthians 13. You know, when the Lord speaks about, you know, everything will cease, and the only thing that will stay is love. So love gets me up in the morning, and love gets me to that street, and love allows me to for God, because I always say, Lord, send someone to me that I might not see. Let it be your will that I meet these people, not mine, but your will, Heavenly Father. And he sends them. You never know. You could open the door, like Maisha said, and you smile at them, or, you know, you see an opportunity in which, you know, you see homeless people and they want to, you know, it's not always money, though. And I was so pleased and happy to see, while I was ministering in the street, while I do minister in the street, it's because that's where it's needed. You know, not only you start at your home, but you take it out of your home, you take it to the street, because someone out there needs to hear the word of God. And that's through love,
yes.
Not through, you know, anything else.
Thank you. One of the things I want to share with you all before I get off the phone, and this is not a boast or a brag at all. This all goes to the Lord. So I have to share it because it's important to me, and I don't want it to be taken away as far as, like, I have to say humbly that this is not a boast or a brag. There was a lady when I went to San Antonio in May, and there was a lady who literally was soiled. I mean, she was soiled. She was African-American, and she was probably in her late 30s. I wouldn't even, or close to 40, okay, early 40s. She was completely soiled, and she was walking the Riverwalk, and San Antonio is like a tourist place. So I'm literally seeing one of, you know, a young woman. We're getting ready to wrap up in a second, but I wanted to close with, I didn't have much at all, but God pressed on me enough to where I had to get up and be obedient. And she was, like, unapproachable to a sense, but when I addressed her and I said, excuse me, and spoke to her, she was taken back just because she was acknowledged. Because she was acknowledged. So just being acknowledged, not knowing what I was going to do afterwards, but just the acknowledgement that somebody's seen her. See, that's how God comes. That's how he works. This lady, I know her name and everything because I asked, but she has been on my mind and in my prayers ever since. Ever since. So we're wrapping up, you all. We have like 45 seconds to go. I just want you all to just, you know, continue to walk in the Lord, be encouraged, know your worth, continue to love, you know, and just be a light into the world, because that's what our purpose is. And if you would like to speak with me in regards to your own individual gifts that you may be struggling with, because a lot of people struggle with their internal gifts, the things that God has made us to be, we have treasures inside of us. God has already done his work in us. We have to walk the path and find out what it is that God has for us. That is our journey here. And to accept him and know that he is the Lord. That is our journey.
Amen.
So I just want to, you know, just tell everybody good night. God bless. God is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
And I am here. I am here. I'm available. If you need me, Coach Chanelba is here, and this is what my purpose is. And so I'm living out my purpose, and I am going to share, and I pray that everyone else will live out their purpose.
God,
no matter
what.
Chanel.
This whole thing. God bless everything you're doing for us. Amen.
Amen. Everyone have a wonderful night. God bless us. We're coming and we're going. And, you know, I just thank you all for being a part of this. This is going to be huge, and I'm praying that I'm planting seeds and people's lives will be changed.
Amen.
We pray for you too, Chanel. We pray your strength. We pray that the Lord will continue to use you, and anyone that comes into your presence, we ask the Lord that they will listen and hear what you have to say, because God is using you mightily. I'm talking about. It's just a humbling message, and you present it so well. And we just ask you to, you know, keep going no matter what. You know, keep going and, you know, and finish the work that he has for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.